Here's a chance for a trip full of great memories with AFA at the Ark. Join Wesley Wildman and Tony Battagliano for a special trip to the Ark Encounter in the Creation Museum October 31st through November 2nd. Enjoy tours, activities, and special presentations, and join a panel discussion with Wesley and Tony. Space is limited, so visit afa.net/events and click AFA at the Ark to find out more and register. That's afa.net/events and click AFA at the Ark.
It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now we're going to ask three questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong.
Yes.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. Today's July the 19th, 2024. Joining me in studio is Professor Ed Battagliano.
Good day, sir.
And tough being a professor.
And Professor J.J. Jasper. Professor Jasper hails from Owensboro, Kentucky.
Yes, sir. Great to be here. I'm no cook, but yesterday I yelled into a colander and strained my voice. I encourage people not to do that. That's your little public service announcement.
Colander's a strainer. The colander. Yeah, that's what it's called?
Right.
I got you. That is funny once you understand the context.
That's right.
Really?
That's right.
That's
I know.
Funny.
But,
yeah.
Well,
you understand it?
A DJ.
Well, it's a three on a scale of five.
A DJ that strains his voice is like a giraffe with a sore throat. So, yeah. Don't do that at home, folks.
See? You encourage
but
them.
Boom.
And we got another one right behind
that's
right.
He's got anyway, welcome to the program, everybody. We'll be here for the next hour in 24. 3.5 minutes. It's Learning University, right, fellas?
That's right, Learning University.
First time callers, as the announcer mentioned.
That's right. And so, folks, if you have never been on, and I'm just going to tell you, we only have two people on the list. So a lot of you saying, I'll never get in. Well, here's the number, 888-589-8840. Two folks right here on the list. Nobody else calling in.
What's a list?
Huh? I got my computer right here with the folks who have called in. And
they're waiting. They're waiting to be on the air with us.
I guarantee you there's a lot of people, and this is a lesson for all of us.
Uh-huh.
They're just assuming they could never get on
right. And
be with us.
Right.
And so
here's
no one
chance.
Does.
Here's your chance.
That's
here's
right.
your opportunity. All right, call in.
It's as wide open as the southern border.
Boom. First-time callers only today. So here's your chance to be on the air. Now, some of you. I mean, if you call in and you hear this sound, the beloved cowbell, that means you will have won mystery question. You will have answered the mystery question correctly, in which case you will win yourself an AFR
travel hat.
Well, you can travel with it.
Yes.
Or you can just sit there in your lounge.
Well, that's
chair.
True. You could.
It's a ball cap slash, some people call it, I don't know, farmer's hat, trucker's hat. It's AFR, so we're giving away hats. We switched from the travel mug to the hat, to ball cap. So we'll send that ball cap to you if you answer the mystery question correctly, right?
We're going to mix it up, and some of the people behind the scenes, they said our next gift giveaway is going to be colanders. So that's going to be really nice to have an AFA colander there on the island in your kitchen.
That sounds like
AFR colander.
Colander. So anyway... you have to be 11 years old or older to call in.
Yes.
That's our only age stipulation. But other than that, is there any more,
more ground rules? We're ready to go. We can give our questions.
Any more ground rules? No ground rules? Okay, nope. Go, Ed.
We're good. All right, here are my three questions. And I told you in advance, I've told you the last several weeks, I'm going to have one of these every week until either the election or I run out of elections. Mm-hmm. Who were the presidential candidates in the 1968 race for the White House? Who were the presidential candidates in the 1968 race for the White House.
How many times were they indicted? We want to know the answer to that, too.
Well, that could be a special additional question.
Okay. Now, so who are the two candidates from 1968?
Yes, the two main candidates. There was a third-party candidate that year.
I remember that.
And so, yeah. But the two main candidates. Second question, I mentioned this earlier in the week and said I'm going to use this on Trivia Friday. If you were listening and you looked it up, you could answer this question. What are the five boroughs that make up New York City? What are the five boroughs that make up New York City? And then a true-false question. The entirety of the world's population standing shoulder to shoulder could fit in Los Angeles. Is that true or false? The entirety of the world's population standing shoulder to shoulder could fit in Los Angeles. Is that true or false? And I'm guessing that the governor of California is taking a shot at letting in the entirety of the world's population. They're starting to flood into California. But anyway, true or false?
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. Those of you reading the Bible through this year, we just crossed over into Isaiah. We encourage that. My question, what was Isaiah's father's name? He introduces himself, Isaiah, son of. So who was Isaiah's father?
It was Bingo, wasn't it? Bingo was his name?
Oh. Second question.
Talk about the Bible, Ed.
Second
can
question.
Just be serious. We're talking about
sorry, I had strained my voice with a colander earlier and distracted me.
What U.S. state produces the greatest number of Christmas trees, more specifically Douglas fir? What U.S. state produces the most Christmas trees? Multiple choice. Is it A, Washington State, B, Oregon, or C, North Carolina? Which state produces the most Christmas trees, Washington, Oregon, or North Carolina?
Yeah, Douglas, why are we talking about Christmas? What is
Christmas in July? You've heard of that.
Douglas fir tree, is that what you said?
Yes.
Well, Douglas
specifically
fir.
Douglas fir.
He also ran for president in 1960.
He was a
Douglas fir
candidate.
Douglas fir, yeah. He was in Green Acres,
too. He was
too,
in yeah.
Yeah, and it was a car. It was a hoopty. Terrible gas mileage,
hoopty.
But man, a good-looking lowrider.
Is that it? Oh, you got one more?
Third question, true or false, the red food coloring carmine is made and extracted from crushed beetles. The insects are native to Latin America where they live on cacti. The red food coloring carmine
an island,
is made from crushed beetles.
My best friend in high school was
false?
Named Carmine.
Well, the crushed
Italian
beetles
boy.
Were a great heavy metal band. In the late 70s.
You take your Bic lighter, crushed you get a bunch
beetles.
Of friends, you pile into a Volkswagen.
Crushed Beatles got up there. You talk about some headbanging.
That's it. Everybody bobbing their head.
Yeah. All right. So here are my three questions. You know, comedian and actor Bob Newhart passed away yesterday in his 90s, like 94 years old or something like that. Okay. My question is this.
He's a funny dude.
Absolutely. What blockbuster Christmas theme movie did Bob Newhart star in, and what was his character's name? Got it?
Got wait, you're talking about Christmas here in the summer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I thought
this
about
kind
that.
Of thing will spread.
Everybody got that question?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay.
I know part of the answer. That's a hard question.
Second question. What's the most venomous snake in the United States? What's the most venomous snake in the U.S.? And number three, what hymn does this line come from? Or these words? What well-known hymn does these well-known words come from? Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble everywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
So I want to know, what hymn does that come from? Okay. Everybody got that question?
Got yes, it. Sir. Hey, okay. And Lou Dobbs passed away yesterday,
right,
as well as
Newsman.
Yeah. Bob Newhart.
Yeah. All right, let's go, Ed.
All right. By the way, this first caller, Mike from Texas, is left over from last week. Sometimes we do that if we can.
Like in the fridge?
Yes, like leftovers.
He's been in the fridge for a week.
kind of like, you know, kind of like some good meatloaf or, you know, some leftover.
Good meatloaf can go bad.
Yes.
Somebody said they were in the office and they opened up the refrigerator there in the kitchenette and there was a little Tupperware dish and it said on there, "This is mine. Don't anybody eat this. There are 15,241 pieces of rice in here."
Oh, so they had
I'll know if there's one gone.
If there's one missing. All right, Mike from Texas. Been waiting all week. That's extraordinary.
Yes.
Mike, welcome. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, welcome, professors. I've been on hold for over 160 hours.
Yes, so you're a math, tenacity. You're a math guy.
That's good.
I hope you had some leftovers.
Well, speaking of that, in our refrigerator, you know, they got the Lincoln bedroom. Well, we have the Lincoln refrigerator because we have some of the food when he stopped here for lunch.
The Lincoln?
Some of the food that when he stopped at your place for
bada
lunch?
Bada boom. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Those are leftovers now.
I don't believe in leftovers, honestly.
You don't?
Except, no.
Oh, I do.
Oh, some things taste better the next day.
And I'll tell you, when my son got to high school age, I had some real bitterness towards my son because he'd hit that refrigerator sometimes. I'd already gone to bed. I'd get up the next morning looking forward to some leftover chicken wings or something. My son had plowed through them. I was glad to get that boy married.
Married and off the payroll.
Get him out of the house. All right, Mike. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both, please.
All right, which one you want to try to answer?
Well, first off, this week's questions were pretty tough. I had to get some help for the one that I think I could answer. And I'm going to do the Bob Newhart movie.
Yes, okay, Mike, the question is, what blockbuster Christmas-themed movie did Bob Newhart star in, and what was his character's name?
The movie was Elf, and he was Papa Elf.
Yep, you got
Nicely
it.
Nicely done.
You got it. I couldn't remember. I knew it was Elf, but I couldn't remember he was called Papa Elf. And that scene where...
Yeah, I wasn't sure if he had a name, but
right.
I remember the
Papa. Where Will Ferrell sits on...
Yes, his flap.
That's hilarious right
That's
there.
That's a funny movie.
Yeah. But you got it right, Mike.
Way to start us out,
well,
Mike.
I had to get some help on that one, though.
Well, that's all right.
All right, go ahead. Ask your question.
Okay, my question is, on the TV show Monk, he had two nurse assistants. Uh-huh. Can you name either of them?
So you had... Oh, on Monk.
Monk's
I'm
the
thinking
one,
Mork and Mindy.
OCD.
But you're talking about the, yeah.
Yeah,
that
it's,
yeah, he
that,
was it's the ex-cop.
Yeah. It's was, a, that was a great show. I really liked
it. What was the actor's name, the star there?
I can't remember. He played in Wings. He was a minor character on the show, the sitcom Wings. And but I really liked Monk. That was a good show. And as far as I remember, it was fairly clean.
What's the answer to his question?
I see their faces.
I'm going to say
Mike, but I can't remember the names.
I'm going to say
characters.
Ginger.
Well, there are two of them. Throw another name out.
Marianne.
There. Yeah. Let's go with those two. Ginger and Marianne.
The first one was Sharona Fleming.
Okay.
She was in through a good half of it at least. And then the next one was Natalie Teeger. And they were in one episode together on the third season, episode 10. And I know this because I have the complete collection of Monk.
Monk. How many seasons was that? How many seasons?
I think it must have been only about three because this was toward the end of it. I don't have it sitting in front of me or I'd tell you exactly.
Right.
My wife thinks a little bit like him.
Well, I remember my Sharona. From
here we go. I remember the song.
My
Sharona. Da, 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 my Sharona.
Anyway, Mike, good question. That's it. All right, way to go, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
That's a great job after waiting all that time.
Mike from Texas waited a long time. You're listening to Trivia Friday on AFR. We go continue, and we go to first time callers now.
Yes, that's right. We go to Texas, back to Texas, and Albert is on the line. Albert, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, we're doing good, Albert.
Doing great.
Thanks for calling.
I'm glad I finally got through. I've been trying to get through for years.
Wonderful.
Well, hey.
Congratulations.
Don't let the family down now, Albert. This is your shot, man.
Okay, this is it.
This is it. So where are you calling from in Texas?
Killeen.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, we got a lot of listeners.
Military families.
Waco,
yeah, right there. I retired out of Fort Cavazos. It was Fort Hood at the time.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, what's the new name?
Fort Cavazos.
Cavazos.
That's going to take people 30 years to start changing
They'll
the name.
They'll be calling it Fort Hood.
Yeah.
That's right. You got that right. The new guys come in get it down, but us old guys.
Yeah.
It's still Fort Hood in our hearts.
So Fort sounds like Fort Cavazo. What was it?
Cavazos.
Oh,
Cavazos. It's all right. Hispanic.
Albert, we're ready. You want to ask, answer, or both, my friend?
I'll do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
I'm going to answer the one about the hymn.
Okay. Here's the question that Albert's about to answer. From what hymn does these lines come from? Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Albert, what hymn does that come from?
What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Amen. That's great.
It's true.
Is that in your top 5 or 10 favorite hymns?
It is.
Me too.
Yeah, that's good.
I never get tired of hearing that song. Now, I know there's been a lot of renditions of that song, over history, but Alan Jackson's rendition maybe is the best I've ever heard. It's just very, very, very powerful. Do you know, for an AFR travel, whatever you call this, a ball cap. Albert, can you tell me either what century that was written, or who the author of the song was?
That's a deep dive.
Oh no, I couldn't tell you that. I would think it was, what was her name, Bessie.
Oh, you know,
I can't.
I know who you're talking about. She written so many. Fanny.
Fanny wrote so many hymns.
What was her name?
That would be my guess,
Fanny
but
Pack.
I don't know.
Okay, well,
they named a thing
Fanny
after,
Pack.
Yes, they named a little thing to keep your money and your little knickknacks.
My mom's going to get your fanny back to clean that
fanny,
make that bed up. Anyway, all right. So here's the thing.
Fanny Hill. What was? I'm gonna look that up.
You guys, just tell me when I can talk.
Oh, yes, sir. Go right ahead, man.
Not that I don't interrupt people. The What a Friend in Jesus hymn was written in 1855 by a gentleman by the name of Joseph Screever, Screeman. And I don't know any more about that, but all the way back to 1855.
Yeah. Fanny Crosby?
Fanny Crosby. Yeah, she wrote more hymns than anybody. What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Way to go.
Thank you, Albert. Albert, have a great weekend.
You have a question for us, maybe?
You have a question for us?
I did.
Okay.
You know, last month on June 14th, we celebrated Flag Day. As
yes,
a matter
sir.
Of fact, I think it was a Friday because you guys were on with the questions. But my question for that is, we know that it was Flag Day. What other national organization celebrated a birthday on that day?
We're gonna talk amongst ourselves here, Albert.
Now, the Marines celebrate a birthday on another day.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if that's the same. So that would have been like was it 1775?
I'm going to say Marines.
But isn't Fort Hood Army?
Yeah, it's Army base. Now that's true.
Army and Marines.
Maybe it's the U.S. Army.
I'm going to say U.S. Army.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Army.
What's the answer?
Okay, the answer absolutely is the United States Army.
Wow.
All right. We clap for
good,
ourselves.
Good deduction there. Yeah. That was a good deduction.
What year?
1775.
Good.
So that was prior to the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, Flag
so
Day.
The Continental Congress, probably.
Flag Day and the birth of the Army. Hey, Albert, have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you, Albert.
Thank you
good to hear from you, my
AFR.
Friend. Appreciate Albert calling in from Texas, and appreciate his service to our country. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Man, I'm glad I brought 5 questions because 2 of them are gone already. So next up, Ed.
All right, we're going. Listen, back to Texas again. Texas is killing it right now. Luke is on the line. Luke, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning, professors.
Hey, good morning.
Howdy, Luke.
Howdy. Yeah, we don't all talk like that down here. But,
I'm all about some
stereotypes. We'll go for it.
I'm all about some stereotypes.
JD throwing the howdy in there.
I'll get off my horse and go check on my oil well and get right back.
Yes.
You don't sound bitter at all, though, Luke.
Hey, Luke, what part of the Lone Star State? Where do you live?
I live in Cleveland, Texas.
Where is that? We're looking at the big map
of
Texas.
That's going to be about halfway between Lufkin and Houston on I-69.
Okay. Cattle country.
Yeah. Well, that's all of Texas.
Yeah, that's true.
West Texas. Anyway, Luke, we're ready for you, my friend. Ask, answer, or both?
Oh, we'll go for both.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
Well, Albert took my question, so I'm going to answer the poison snake.
Okay, the question is, what's the most venomous snake in the United States?
That would be the coral snake.
Oh, I had forgot about the coral snake.
All right, I'm in a dilemma here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm in a dilemma here. I'm going to say land. Land snake.
Well, coral snake is a land snake.
No, it's in the coral. Have you not read about this?
No.
The coral's in the ocean.
I must have missed this one.
Yeah, and it's like on Little Mermaid. Have you not seen Little Mermaid?
I have. I don't remember the coral snake in it.
What I'm trying to do is throw so much information at you that you're confused about why you ever started arguing with me in the first place.
I'm not arguing. I'm just,
it does
I don't
work.
Know what the answer is.
It does work for your first year of marriage.
Coral.
And then you die. Listen, Luke.
That's not the answer you had.
Just leave
it there.
Okay. Yeah, but good guess.
Now. Yeah. What's your question for us, Luke?
Oh, well, I'm going to throw you a softball. Okay, when is a door not a door?
When is a door not a door?
Correct.
Oh, when it's a jar.
Oh.
Way to go, JJ. Why am I not surprised JJ really would know the answer to that?
You didn't think those dad jokes were going to pay off.
I was going to say when it's a window because I remember hearing that somewhere, but I thought, don't say that. That's stupid. That's not a good answer. I'm just so bad at riddles.
So that's very good. When is a door not a door? When it's JJ answered correctly.
When
it's
a jar.
And Luke was trying to trick us there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, Luke, have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to
AFR. Hey, Luke, go eat some barbecue.
Yeah. Yes.
In your 10-gallon hat.
When you're not branding cattle.
Luke, I don't
say hello to JR for us there, Luke.
Nobody likes stereotypes when you're the victim of it. I don't blame you, sir.
I know if people come to Tupelo and want to know, surprised when we're wearing shoes.
What did you say, JJ? Go brand some cattle?
Yes. Yeah. When you finish branding some cattle, stop and get you some barbecue. Take off your 10-gallon hat, sit it on the counter there.
All right. So you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tell you what we're going to do, take our break a little early here and come back and.
We'll reset our questions.
Yes, sir.
Whatever ones you have left.
Go to Carolyn in Kansas when we get back.
We're leaving the great state of Texas and going to Kansas for Carolyn.
Guys, this coming Monday and Tuesday, our story is going to be told on Family Talk, aired on American Family Radio. We were guests with Dr. Dobson a few years ago, and they contacted us and asked permission to re-air it. They said it's one of their classics about our son Cooper, who died in an accident on our family farm. So I ask our listeners to please pray that the Lord will use that to offer help and hope and comfort to so many people who are hurting.
Amen. When will that air, JJ?
This coming Monday and Tuesday.
On Family Talk.
Family Talk.
Heard here on American Family Radio.
Yes.
Maybe when we get back, we can tell you the times for that because I don't have them in front of me. We'll be back in a minute.
A recent study reports that the rapidly declining global birth rate will lead to a major population crisis if birth rates continue to decline. Their massive support for Planned Parenthood is all part of their plan. While we may feel hopeless in the constant attack on life, there is an amazing way to fight back. When they shout abortion, we shout life. Preborn is leading the way. Every day, their network rescues 200 babies. You see, when a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears the heartbeat, a baby's chance at life doubles. The ultrasound is the secret weapon that joins a mother's heart to her child. Preborn provides ultrasounds for clinics in the highest abortion areas. Can we join hands nationwide for life? One ultrasound is just $28, but any gift will help. $5,000 will underwrite ultrasounds for the entire network for a day. All gifts are tax deductible. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
Hello?
Those who watched TV in the 70s, that's Bob Newhart. It was called Bob Newhart's show, right?
I think yes. You're right.
Because he had a second show called Newhart.
Newhart.
So the first show was Bob Newhart passed away yesterday. That's the reason we're talking about this in his mid-90s. And just a classic a comedian and actor, and had a unique sense of humor.
So I was flipping through the channels one night, and it landed on a thing about comedians, and it said one of the best comedians. I said, well, here it is. They're going to say Robin Williams or some of these ones. And they said Bob Newhart. And I thought, what? And they said the way he could just, like, talk on a phone and nobody's there,
yes,
carry on a conversation. He said he was so deadpan and dry humor that he just was
well, he played
expert
that, he played that psychiatrist
to, yes,
in that first one, and it was hysterical.
Yeah. I didn't watch enough of it to know. I do remember Daryl and his other brother, Daryl.
That was the second show.
Second, so I saw a little bit of the second show, and he had some real good dry wit. But apparently they say he was just brilliant.
Yeah, Bob. Yeah, anyway. So that was the opening for the Bob Newhart show.
And the final episode of the second show, Newhart, where he was a whole different cast, and he owned a hotel
in New England,
Vermont or something. Yeah, like the final episode has gone down in history as perhaps the best ending of a sitcom, because at the end of it, he gets hit in the head with a golf ball, gets knocked out, and he wakes up in the bedroom with his wife from the first show.
How cool is
that?
Yeah,
and he
I had a dream.
Apparently dreamt the whole new show.
It was pretty cool.
It was very,
that.
Very
well, and for cool. Those of you who are 40 and under, that sound that you heard, I know that's pretty foreign, that was a rotary phone. People that, when they said, go west, young man, and they were in their covered wagons, they had the phone with a cord.
Do you know how and that I didn't even think about what you're talking about.
That was the
that's
the noise
telephone
you heard.
Ringing, and you're right, people under 40 wouldn't.
People under
30, they didn't grow up with that.
Have no concept of your phone being attached to the wall.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Tim, Ed, and JJ, back to the phones.
All right, do we want to reset our questions?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll do this quickly, folks. I know Carolyn is waiting for us in Kansas. Here are my three questions. Who were the presidential candidates in the 1968 race for the White House? Folks, you can look this up. Just type that in. The answer comes up. Second question, what are the five boroughs that make up New York City? Mm-hmm. And third question, the entirety of the world's population standing shoulder to shoulder could fit in Los Angeles. Is that true or false? That's all I've got.
Here's what I've got. Go ahead.
I just wouldn't want to see that, but yeah, I get the point. I get the question.
Right. Starting out with the Bible question, what was Isaiah's father's name? In Scripture, he's introduced Isaiah, son of whom? Second question, what U.S. state produces the most Christmas trees? more specifically Douglas fir? Is it A, Washington, B, Oregon, or C, North Carolina? What U.S. state produces the greatest number of Christmas trees, Washington, Oregon, or North Carolina? Third question, true or false, the red food coloring carmine is made and extracted from crushed beetles. The insects are native to Latin America, where they live on cacti. Is that true or false? That makes me hungry, by the way. Just think about that. If
thinking
it's true.
About the crushed beetles crushed or beetles. The cacti.
Yeah, all of it. If all of the above.
If you stumped your toe at a store, call the law firm of Douglas Fir. We'll get you what you deserve.
Douglas Fir and Cactus.
We'll get you what you, what do you say? Get you what you deserve.
The money you deserve.
You money deserve. You deserve.
Yes. Yeah. All right, so my questions, here are my three questions. What's the most venomous snake in the U.S., and it's not the coral snake, which.
That was a good guess.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later, but it's not the coral snake. Number two, what world-famous place is known as the Eternal City? What world-famous place is known as the Eternal City?
It's the largest funeral home in that entire region. They got signs out everywhere, nicely dressed people, and limousines out front.
Jet fans, handheld fans.
Handheld fans. They go out to the churches so you can sit there if you got a rotary phone.
And it's got the
you'll
words.
Be comfortable taking a fan in a wooden pew and fanning yourself.
Just stay away from the colander.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
I have no
go.
Idea what that
let's
means.
Go.
But
let's
I,
go.
I had a work calendar in.
Related to the coral snake.
Yes. All right, we go. Finally go to Kansas, where Carolyn has been waiting patiently. Good morning to you, Carolyn, and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, I'm glad to be on. This is the first time I've called ever.
Wonderful.
And I was able to get in. I am so surprised and kind of nervous.
That's okay.
Well, you should be. There are millions of people listening, right. Carolyn.
I know. I don't want to embarrass myself on the radio.
Carolyn, you're going to do fine. We're just kidding. It just does.
I don't know, Carolyn. I've heard some people fall flat on their face.
No.
It happens. You know,
they never get over it.
Yeah. Don't listen to these guys.
Where do you live, Carolyn? Where do you live in Kansas?
Well, I live about 45 minutes north of Manhattan.
Right.
My JJ knows where that's at because I think he was there once.
I was there twice to speak at the Pregnancy Resource Center, and they had it there at the university, and it's a wonderful
K-State
pregnancy. Yeah, we had it at K-State, and it was a wonderful pregnancy center. And pray
right.
for the ones that are in your area. Hey,
ask, answer, or both, Carolyn?
I'll do both.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
The one about the presidential candidate.
All right. Here's the question, Carolyn. Who were the presidential candidates in the 1968 race for the White House? I'm talking about the Republican and the Democrat.
Richard Nixon was the Republican, and Hubert Humphrey was the Democrat.
That is correct.
Right?
Wonderful.
Way to go. Good
correct.
Memory. Good
now,
memory, Carolyn.
Carolyn, for one of our AFR ball caps or trucker caps, whatever you want to call it. Who was the third party independent candidate who ran in that race as well?
George Wallace.
That is correct.
Right. Of Alabama.
So we got to get her address.
Done. And we'll Carolyn. Get. So when we're through with you on the air, don't hang up. We'll put you on hold. And
now he was shot, right?
He was shot.
He was shot
in Alabama.
And yep. what was the result of that?
I think
paralyzed?
He was confined to a wheelchair.
He was.
I remember that.
And I think that might have been in 72 that he was shot. I can't remember because he ran again in 72.
How did you remember that, Carolyn? Did you have to look it up or did you just recall?
I looked it up.
Okay.
Research is good. We recommend that.
Yeah. Well,
right,
I graduated high school in 1968.
A very tumultuous year, kind of like this year. I mean, just a lot of antagonism, a lot of anger, a lot of stuff going on that year. Yes.
Not a lot of love going on out there.
What's your question for us?
Okay. Why was Noah the greatest financier of all times?
All right. He,
all right, so
he
some
drew,
kind of riddle,
yes,
right?
He
all right,
drew,
don't say anything, Carolyn.
He drew a little profit from the river bank. Wait, there's something about drawing a profit from the bank.
From the bank.
Yeah, but I don't think it was Noah. I think it was supposed Moses. To be Moses. Something about drawing some profit from the riverbank. That's my answer, Carolyn.
Well, Noah was the greatest financier of all times because he floated stock while the rest of the world was liquidating.
Oh, but a boom. That was
wow.
Nice.
That's a good one right there, Carolyn. Floated stock. Noah floated.
I've never heard that one.
No, I haven't either.
Noah floated stock while
the rest of the world liquidated. A little dark, but a good little riddle. Carolyn, have a wonderful weekend, and we're so glad you got through. Please stay on the line so we can get your address to send you this AFR cap.
Okay.
That's wonderful.
Next call. Carolyn did fine.
She did. You did fine, Carolyn.
Yep. Made her family proud.
Yeah. Yep. She won something, too, on top of it all.
Is right.
All right, we go to Arkansas, and Gail is on the line. Gail, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, Gail, where do you live in Arkansas?
Well, we actually own property in Mountain View, but currently my husband is working at Big River Steel in Osceola, and we're staying at a campground in a little town called Dale. Arkansas.
So basically, you're running from the law. Is what you're saying? Yeah.
No, we travel the road.
Good. Okay.
Well, did you say? I think I misunderstood. Did you say your husband was working at the still?
At a steel mill.
Oh, steel mill. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
See, that's how rumors get started.
Right. And you do this construction, and a lot of people like Gail, they'll stay in a camper instead of having to. Stay in a hotel for a month at a time or whatever, and you got that fresh air and save a lot of money and camping, great experience there.
All right,
Gail, we're ready.
We actually homeschool our children.
Mm-hmm. Homeschool their kids.
Wonderful.
Ask, answer, or both, Gail?
We have both, please, and we'd like to answer JJ's question about the red food dye. My daughter is 10 years old, but she turns 11 in August. And she actually is the one that knew the answer to this true or false question. Could y'all allow her to answer?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What's her first name?
Noelle.
Noelle.
Actually, JJ, I met you in Greer's Ferry at the church there. When you came and spoke, I guess it was probably about 3 years ago, maybe.
Wasn't that a wonderful event? The pastor and the church and beautiful area. You know, you guys, I bragged on Greer's Ferry for weeks.
Yeah.
Up on a bluff, the river, some of the prettiest country I've ever seen. Noelle, here's the question. It's true or false. The red food coloring, carmine, is made and extracted from crushed beetles. C-O-C-H-I-N-E-A-L, the name of the beetle. The insects are native to Latin America, where they live on cacti. Is that true or false?
It is true.
Noelle, it is 100% true.
Wow. Noelle,
if that doesn't
job.
Make you hungry, you haven't eaten enough beetles.
All right. Noelle, how'd you know the answer to that?
I've known it for a long time, but I think I heard it either in school or online.
Oh, that's good.
But you heard it a long time ago.
Right.
Right? 10-year-old? Noelle?
Yeah. I caught that, too. Hey, Noelle, are you having a good summer?
Yes, sir.
You getting to swim and hang out with your friends, VBS, a lot of that stuff?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful.
Yeah, what do you want to be when you grow up, Noelle?
Well, either a business owner or a or an artist.
Wow, those are artist choices. Hey, and you missed a good opportunity to answer taller.
I'm going business owner right there, Noelle. Artist.
She doesn't have to worry about being tall. She's very tall. Her dad's tall. So.
Okay. Yeah, Tim's trying to tell you a term you haven't latched on to yet.
Starving artist.
Hey, all right.
You can paint at night.
Like you get home from work.
All that leftover energy you
Gail,
have.
Gail, what's your question for us?
Okay, so it is, how much does a whale's heart weigh and how many beats does it beat per minute? This actually comes from Noel.
Okay, like the first part of that isn't hard enough.
Right.
Absolutely make sure they can't answer.
I think I heard something like a ton. Something.
Well,
I think it's crazy.
I know.
Ask the question again. I'm gonna think hard on this. Go ahead. What now?
How much does a whale heart weigh?
Uh-huh.
And how many beats does it beat per minute?
All right, Gail, say anything. Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Because you have those.
Yeah, that matters.
No, those little killer whales.
We need to know exactly
small.
What kind of whale we're talking about.
Blue whale is like
before we answer,
school buses.
We've got charts memorized that we can pull from, but we got to know exactly what kind of whale we're talking about here.
Well, I'm guessing that a whale's a whale. Yeah.
All right. We'll go. I'm going to say one ton. Right. What do
we're
you gonna, say,
We're
going
to talk amongst ourselves
yeah,
for
we are.
A second, Gail. I think it weighs. I've heard that it weighs as much as a car.
Yeah.
So a ton. I'm good with a ton, and I'm just going to guess.
I'm going to say six.
Six.
Yeah, I think I heard 3 tons, but I didn't want to get all crazy out there. How many beats a minute?
I'll say 50 times a minute.
Go.
That's
go.
It. If it's an athletic whale,
yeah.
That just depends.
All right. If it's sedentary and sits 50, around in its recliner, then who
knows? A whale that's not smoking cigarettes.
A whale is a whale.
All things considered. A ton and 50 beats a minute. How close are we?
Well, it is 400 pounds and 33 beats a minute.
All right, we're in the ballpark.
Yeah.
Well, we were in the ballpark. We gave you 2 numbers.
That's it. All right,
you know,
thank
what
you.
What you did right there, Gail, was kind of cruel, honestly, to do that to
well,
us.
Well, how are you going to
stump the panel?
Okay. That's right.
I want to know that. The 371st verse in the Bible. Go.
Hey.
All right. Thank you,
Gail.
Good question. Excellent question, Noel.
Okay.
Don't listen to Tim. He gets a little crabby sometimes by the time Friday rolls around.
I get a little crabby and whaley. And
crabby.
How big is a whale's heart?
Right. 400
How many beats does it have?
33 minutes.
Yeah. And, you know, they've changed that whole thing about doing CPR. And now they said, forget about that other Bee Gees song and just think about a whale's heart. And have that top of mind awareness when you're trying to work on somebody. Keep them alive.
Yeah.
Right. Just think about a whale's heart beating as you're administering first aid.
Right. Yeah. All right. Trivia Friday. It is back to the phones, Ed.
All right. Let's go to Ohio. What do you guys say? Steve.
I'm ready.
Steve is on. Trivia Friday with us. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, brothers.
Hey, Steve, where you live in the Buckeye State there?
Well, I live about 40 miles north of Columbus.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, a little village called New Bloomington, about 250 people, maybe.
Okay.
Wow.
Hey, where is Vice President? Candidate.
J.D. Vance.
Where's J.D. Vance from?
I think he's from around this Cincinnati area, I think.
Okay. I know he was talking about
Middletown.
He was,
his grandma was in Middletown, I think. His grandma lived in Middletown, I think.
Yes.
But, yeah.
He was born, I think, born in Kentucky, wasn't he? And then moved to his grandma's
place? No, he was born in Youngstown. I think they lived for a while in Kentucky.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, Eastern Kentucky. Yeah.
Anyway. Yep. That, anyway, I, Steve, ask, answer, or both?
I'd like to do both.
All right. Which one do you want to answer?
I'd like to answer the question on Isaiah's father.
Here's the question. What was Isaiah's father's name?
Amos.
I did not know that.
Now, here's the deal. His daddy's name was Amos. His uncle's name was Andy. When them two boys got together, they really could
they
get
They became
into
famous.
Mischief. Yeah, a whole lot of shenanigans
See what I did
for
there?
Those two.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, Jay did.
I like it. No,
did
famous.
It?
I did. Yeah,
thanks.
Hey,
you're welcome. Famous.
That's good.
Hey,
that's good.
Thanks. Bam. What's your thanks for knowing the word. What's your question for us?
Is that a cookie or a pretzel? Oh.
Cookie.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Go ahead,
I want to say that my wife is actually the mayor of our little village.
Oh.
And so I consider myself the first gentleman.
Yes, you
there
are.
You go. What town?
And also the maintenance man.
There you go.
So you sound like many of the churches I grew up in. pastor, maintenance man.
Yes,
that's right.
Janitor.
Yeah. Bus driver.
Yeah. Bus driver. Bank.
Well, a maintenance man, he actually resigned, so I was the next man up. So.
Next man up. I like that.
All right. Yeah. What's your question for us, buddy?
I'm just curious. Yes. What town is she mayor of?
A little village called New Bloomington.
New Bloomington.
Now, are you serious about that, or is she just like honorary mayor?
No, she's mayor. And people can't believe we have a mayor, and we have 250 people, maybe, and we have a mayor, but we've had a mayor ever since we've lived here for 40-plus years.
Well, I thought you were just clowning around saying, you know, that she's so well-known and well-respected.
Yes, she's the mayor, and she does a good job. Her council does a really good job, and we just love our little community.
Yeah. Oh, that's
awesome. Steve, all right, ask, answer, or both? Or did he say already?
No, he did. You got a question for us, Steve?
Yes, I do. I want to, Tim, I know Tim has some grandsons that play travel baseball.
Yes, sir.
And I've umpired baseball and softball high school for like 33-plus years. I just got a question on the dimensions of the baseball field for you guys, see if you know it.
Okay, go.
What is the distance between the pitcher's plate and home plate?
Hang on a second.
Is it 60
feet?
Are you?
I think it's an odd number.
You're talking about like
Let me re-ask that. A major league pitching distance.
Yeah, because it'd be different for softball.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's 60, like you guys are saying. 60 something maybe.
I think there was like a little thing where there was a little hiccup in the first thing and it was done wrong. And so it's like an odd,
like 60
feet and
6 inches. Like,
yeah. Okay. And they said, well, we've already got these stadiums built. We've just got to stay with this or something.
Okay. All right. How about that? 60 feet, 6 inches.
You are correct.
Good job.
Yes.
Man. Way to go.
All right.
And it wasn't. Did you know the backstory? Wasn't there a mistake made? And they said, well, now we can't change it. Can't change horses in the middle of the stream, so we just got to make them all 60 feet and 6 inches.
I don't recall that, but yeah, I just from just looking at the rule book and all that and study the rule book.
I know that Biden tried to change that in the infrastructure bill.
Yes,
but
all the stadiums electric.
Yeah,
fully electric.
That would be a big issue if not for illegal immigration.
Right.
What he tried.
Yeah, you probably had to look really deep to find that though.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what we do here.
Well, it's a good thing all the members of Congress read the bill.
We're deep thinkers.
We'd be in big trouble.
Right.
All right, bring it, Steve. Was that it?
That's it.
All right, thank you, Steve.
Have a great weekend, man.
Thanks for calling. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
That umpire job is a tough one. Is that something you guys would want to do?
I've done that before.
What?
I did it one time. No, twice. I did it twice. Of course, this is when my sons were playing ball. And of course,
like Little League, you mean?
Yeah. And, you know, Wesley.
That's the worst kind of
Wesley's
violence
30,
from the fans.
Wesley's 35 now, and Walker's 30. I think that's right. Anyway, they're my sons.
Yeah,
Wesley and Walker, and I do know that.
So we've heard.
I had to call. The Little League game sometimes somebody didn't show up. Somebody didn't show up, and they said, who can we get to volunteer? Oh. Tim, can you come help us?
Yeah.
My umpire. Well, my son's in the game.
Yeah. Behind the plate?
No. Okay. My son's on one of the teams.
Right, but I'm saying behind the plate.
No, out in the field.
Yeah, out in the field.
So I've got my work clothes, my slight bit. I mean, you know, just I don't look like an umpire.
Right.
And but I ended up having to call Wesley out at third base, and I think that ended the game. And it was a bang-bang play. And so the other parents – on our team, they were upset. They shunned me after the game. They turned their backs on me.
Did they really?
Yeah, they wouldn't talk to me, and you could tell they were whispering, like, "What a lousy call that was. Can you believe he called his own son out? The game's over.
That really did happen. Oh, my word.
Listen, I one time refereed a basketball game.
Yeah.
Same kind of situation. I was a history teacher for a school in Arizona, and there was a basketball our school was playing, high school, was playing a basketball game, and a referee didn't show up. And so they said, hey, Mr. V, go on down there and do it. And the thing is, watching a game on television, I can call fouls all day long. That's clear. You know, that's clear this, clear that. When I got there under the basket and there's people slapping each other and all that, I didn't know what was going on. It was the most embarrassing.
Elbows flying.
Yeah. The most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me. Well, there's a long list of that. But I just was just blown away at how hard that was.
I would say basketball would be harder to call than baseball.
Travel,
baseball is lower,
foul,
and slower pace.
Yeah.
And they're all, you know, jumping up for the ball, smashing each other. And when they
was one of your kids playing, or
no?
What interest did you have in the game, though?
I mean, I was a teacher at
they
school.
Just needed a warm body.
They needed a warm body.
All right, let me jump in.
Well, I was going to say one last thing. When the players found out that I didn't know what I was doing, it was bloodshed under the basket, man. They were just clobbering each other.
What was it? A hockey game broke out.
Yes, it was awful.
So picnic, and it was an AFA picnic, and there was a softball tournament, serious tournament. And same thing, somebody got injured or had to go take an emergency call. They said, we need an ump behind the plate. And I was just happened to walk by. Hey, we need you. I said, not on your life. I'll never do that. Sure enough, I did. And the most animated, volatile employee we have here came up to bat. And under my breath, I said, please, Lord, please, please don't let it be close. And he let two strikes come by. And the third one was right down the middle, maybe a little fuzz high. And when I called strike, he lost his everlasting mind. He may still be spinning around and wailing with that bat in his hand.
So, yeah
that's a thankless job.
Y'all never did
right
go
there.
Out to lunch anymore after that, did you?
No, not have. We've right. never done that.
We get back, we'll reset our questions quickly and go back to the phones. Sabrina in Georgia will be first up after we get back from this short timeout. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.